Okay, I'm with Joe Caulfield, who's a comedian extraordinaire outside the Phoenix Arts Centre. Just done a rip-roaring gig and going to ask a few questions. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
How's it all going in general?
It's good. It's more tiring than I remember it being, the driving and the doing the show and then driving to somewhere else and that. But it's also more fun than I remember it being. Like, each town is genuinely different. And, you know, because of what I do in the show, I always get different things out of the crowd. So it is really good fun. Yeah, I always like to do something with the audience. Like, last time, I think they had to write what made them angry or annoyed, which is much more general. But because I am looking for somewhere to live, I thought, well, I'll find out about places. You know, there were places I went to, like Wolverhampton. They were all just going, don't live here. And they just, it was sort of joyfully depressing because I knew it would be. And I had to say to them, to be honest, you're not on my short list of places to live.
Yeah, actually, I thought that was all kind of part of the act. So you're actually looking for somewhere.
Oh, genuinely, yeah, yeah, genuinely.
So you do a lot of touring, obviously. I mean, the list is pretty large. What's the tour bus like?
The tour bus is my little car. It's a Nissan Note, and they're very reliable. Just travel around on my own and do it. Yeah, my husband comes sometimes, but he can't always come. If I'm away for a few days, then he has to do some work sometimes. So it's just me and my little car. Yeah.
I was going to say, you make the audience feel like that... like your mates with them, like having a cup of tea with them and having a chat.
Good.
Is that something that you started from the offset with your act, or did that build gradually as a formula?
That builds as you get to know how to do it. I mean, I think that's the ideal. And I remember, I think it was seeing Billy Connolly and thinking, wow, that was exactly the feeling. He was like your funniest mate. And it wasn't like he wasn't projecting at you. You were sort of part of something. And I think that's why live is so great. You wanted them all to be part of it and to know at the end of the evening that only happened here tonight. You know, it's not the same as what happened last night.
Right. So it is different every night then. You don't bring them all together every night and it kind of chummy feel.
No, I hope that the chummy feel always happens, you know. And like I was saying to you before, sometimes you get the chummy feel very early in the gig, and other times, you know, they're more reserved and they have to go, well, we'll decide if we want to be your friend, you know.
Yeah. You've got to win them over, obviously. You've done so much TV and so much radio, it's unbelievable. I was looking at the list today and thinking, wow, that's a lot. Have you actually pitched or hosted your own show on TV yet?
I've pitched. Believe me, I've pitched. I've pitched a lot and always get the thing. I think it's a particularly British thing that there's not female-led funny programmes unless it's being a comedy actress, sketchy things, you know. It's always, let's have a male host and as many men as we can get on and let's book one woman.
That does seem to be the case. Do you think that is genuinely it? You're outweighed by men in the comedy business?
Yeah, I think it's very bizarre that they haven't, you know, got more female apart from loose women, you know, things. And then all the women I know just go, oh, Jesus, loose women. You know, it's an embarrassment to us all. Yeah. But I have pitched. I mean, I have a couple of things in development, BBC, but they're sitcoms. And that's a different writing thing. But I think we've sort of got the hang of it. And so that's going well. But it's such a long process. That's why radio, at least, they give you more of a chance. You know, it was just a woman, a commissioning editor, came to see my Edinburgh show and then went, could you do something on radio? And we thought of something and we were up and running, you know. Whereas television, because there's so much money involved, there's so many people putting in their opinions and getting worried and scared and changing everything, so... And it's very difficult, you know. But don't worry, I'm pitching. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've been writing for such a long time as well. You wrote for the Graham Norton show for 5 years.
Yeah.
All the gags, I believe, the main writer.
I mean, that happened for me by accident, is that I knew Graham, and when he got a show, then he didn't want a male warm-up. And the producer had used me as a warm-up and said, oh, there is a warm-up, Joe Caulfield. And he was, oh, I know Joe. So then I did the warm-up for the first series. And then they had trouble getting the male writers that had the right sensitivity because they was kind of going, oh, he's gay. And everything was really just not quite right, you know. So then they just said, well, Joe knows the show. Let's give her a go. And... it's, you know, I like boys and gossip. So we were very much on the same wavelength.
Yeah, that's it. So it's not what you know, it's who you know then.
Yeah, I mean, that was who you know. And then from that, being asked to do other things. But then I quickly realised I didn't really... I mean, working for Graham was really fun. And on other jobs, I didn't find it fun, and I did resent giving them jokes, whereas I never did with Graham, ever. Hello, I'm Jo Caulfield, and you're listening to Phonik FM, 106.8 FM, www.phonik.fm.